Ladies, gentlemen, and cool kids, Andy here. I went from depressed and suicidal to living a life of abundance and joy. If I can do it, you sure as hell can too. Okay, so for some context, this morning, right now, as I sit here, it's like 6 in the morning. I do not feel like doing any work today. I didn't sleep very well last night, stayed up a little bit too late working on some stuff, and I really don't want to do anything today. Today is a day of procrastination. But yet here I am, right this second, recording this podcast. How? Now, I'm going to give you the answer in a minute, but something that comes up a lot in my coaching, and you'll see me write this in comments on my YouTube channel to people, is the concept of what I call baby steps, or taking a tiny little bit of action just to move the ball forward, to start the ball rolling, and to move towards your goals. And if you find yourself procrastinating, or maybe you're having a day where you just don't want to do anything, you know, like me today, or you're feeling tired, or you're feeling lazy, or you're feeling overwhelmed, or you feel like you're in a rut, or you have that voice in your head that says it's hopeless. I can't do this. I can't take action. I'll never succeed. What's the point? You know, all the limiting beliefs in there. The only thing that has ever worked for me over the last 8 or 9 years of my self-improvement is baby steps. And along with that, is giving myself permission to suck. And that's what I did this morning. I said to myself, okay, what if I just sit down and do the crappiest, shittiest podcast that I could ever do? What if I just sit down for 5 minutes and talk about anything? And I just hit record and let's see what happens. And if it's not a great episode, that's okay. At least I did something. I did something more than nothing. And here I am, sitting down, talking about something. This might not be the best podcast in the world, or it might turn out to be an amazing podcast, because sometimes that happens. But either way, I don't care. I'm not going to put this pressure on myself that this has to be amazing. I'm just going to take some action, any action, as long as it moves me towards my goals, and I'm going to give myself permission to suck with it. I'm going to take a little baby step today. And if you've found yourself procrastinating with your goals or the things that you want to achieve, it is almost always, I'm just going to say it's always, because you're putting too much pressure on yourself. You're putting pressure on yourself that you either have to be perfect with the action that you take, or that you have to do a really good job, or that you have to take a lot of action, or that you have to succeed. You're putting all this pressure on yourself, and you're doing the opposite of giving yourself permission to suck, which is why I say, just give yourself permission to suck and take one tiny little baby step. If you're a guy listening and you've been wanting to go outside and hit on women, you know, approach women, my baby step that I recommend to everyone is go outside, walk around for 10 minutes, just thinking about approaching women. Every man on this fucking planet, basically every man on this fucking planet, can go outside and think about hitting on women. You might not be able to hit on them. That might be too much pressure. That might be too scary for you. You'll probably procrastinate that for a lot of you if I tell you to go outside and actually hit on a woman. And so the baby step that you will actually do is go outside and think about it. Do that for a couple of weeks and then start making eye contact with some of the women. Do that for a week. Then start smiling at some of the women. Do that for a couple of weeks. And then slowly, slowly, slowly work up the courage to give them a compliment. And then from there, give them a compliment and talk for 30 seconds. Hey, how's your day going, by the way? What are you up to today? And then leave. And then from there, after you've done that for a couple of weeks, slowly work up the courage to do all of that. And then at the end, say, you seem really cool, by the way. Would you like to grab a coffee or a drink with me sometime? Boom. Now you've just hit on women. Now you're hitting on women. And so baby steps really is the way that I've done everything. When I wrote my massive Tinder guide, which is 130,000 words long, which is the equivalent of several books, really, really, really long. And I was very intimidated to write that, and I procrastinated that so much. But the baby steps and the giving myself permission to suck really, really, really helped. And what I would do every day is I would say, okay, this doesn't have to be an amazing Tinder guide, and I don't have to sit here today and write for like 8 hours. All I have to do is sit in front of my laptop for 10 minutes with the Word, you know, Microsoft Word. Well, I was writing in WordPress, but whatever. With the document open, I don't have to type anything. Literally, I can sit there for 10 minutes just staring at the screen and not typing a single word. That's at least something. That's more than nothing. I'm giving myself the opportunity to write something. And if I write something, that's amazing. If I don't write something, that's okay. And some days I would literally sit there for 10 minutes and not write a single word. And I'd go, okay, at least I tried. I sat here for 10 minutes, that's good. But what would happen most days is I would sit there for 10 minutes and I would write a little bit, and then I'd kind of get into a flow state and I'd go, you know what, fuck it, I'm already here. I may as well keep writing. And some days I would write for 30 minutes. Some days I'd just write for 15 minutes. Some days I would write for 8 hours straight, and I would skip lunch and not eat. And then at the end of the day go, holy fuck, I can't believe I just did 8 hours. And the only way that I did that was by giving myself permission to suck and just taking that baby step of sitting in front of the laptop for 10 minutes. This is how I overcame my approach anxiety and was able to talk to women. This is how I built this business and all of my coaching and all of my content. At this point in time, I have over 1,500 pieces of content across my blog, across this podcast, and across my YouTube channel, and across the emails that I send to my email newsletter list. It's probably more like 2,000 if we're counting all the emails. And so that's a lot of content. And if you had told me at the start, you know, 4 years ago, hey, Andy, you need to do 1,500 pieces of content, I would have had a breakdown and said, I can't do that. Like, that's impossible. I can barely even write one piece of content. I procrastinated writing that first article that I ever wrote for my blog. I procrastinated that for like weeks and months. And do you know how I wrote that very first article? By giving myself permission to suck. And do you know what that first article that I wrote is called? It's called Give Yourself Permission to Suck. The very first piece of content that I ever wrote for this community is Give Yourself Permission to Suck, because that's the only way that I could start. And what I did was I set a challenge. I said, okay, I've been procrastinating for weeks and months at this point. I'm never going to write anything. I'm never going to get started. Okay, I have 1 hour. 1 hour, and I have to publish something from now. And I hit the stopwatch. I took a screenshot of the time and I put that in the article. And then 45 minutes later, I had published it. And that was the only way that I could get started and actually do something. And so if you're sitting there wanting to work on your sex life or your relationship or your body or money or anything, whatever your goals might be, your mental health, your happiness, your peace, your love, your compassion, whatever it is, but you feel yourself procrastinating, think of one tiny little baby step that you can take right now. Not tomorrow, not the next day. Think of something you can do right this second. And if you think of a baby step, but then you start to feel that resistance, you know, your body says like, no, I can't do it. I'm scared. I don't want to. I want to eat food or drink alcohol or play video games. I want to do something to avoid it. Like, I'm procrastinating. Okay, that tells you that the baby step that you've decided on is still too big. And that's okay. Just divide it in half. Make it a smaller baby step. If you still feel yourself procrastinating, make it even smaller. Do half as much of that half as much. And keep following this process. Keep breaking it down smaller and smaller until you get to a point where your brain says, no, that's too small. That's pathetic. Like, that won't do anything. That baby step won't achieve anything. That's pathetic. Good. Brilliant. That's what we want. We want the baby step to be so pathetically small that most people don't take it, and that it would be stupid, that it would almost feel like stupid and pathetic and small and like it's not going to do anything. And this is the reason why most people don't achieve their goals. It's in two parts. One, it's because they set the goal too big and it's something that they can't do, like they're procrastinating. And two, when someone suggests to them, hey, just do this baby step, their ego kicks in and they go, no, that won't do anything. What's the point? Like, going outside and thinking about approaching won't do anything. Like, literally, what is that? That's nothing. That won't achieve anything. Or, you know, if someone wants to start a business and I say to them, hey, why don't you ask all of your friends and family for $1 if you do a service for them? Give me $1 and I will mow your lawn. Now you've started a business. And they'll go, that's pathetic. $1 won't mean anything. Like, why would I do that? Like, well, I'm going to ask all of my friends and family for $1 each. And then I get what, like $10 or something. That's pathetic. That's not a business. So your ego kicks in and says, that baby step is too small. But if you can humble yourself enough and listen to me, you don't have to listen to me, but if you choose to listen to me, When I tell you that baby steps and giving myself permission to suck is how I have achieved literally everything, then you will be on the path to greatness. Everything that I have built over the last like 10 years, and even before that, when I overcame my depression, that was a series of baby steps. I have talked about this in my depression article and in my depression video on YouTube. Literally, it was baby steps. Everything I have achieved with my sex life was baby steps. Learning to talk to women outside was baby steps. Building up all my BDSM skills and all of that was baby steps. Building my coaching was baby steps. Building this audience, we just hit 10,000 subscribers as I record this over on YouTube. That was baby steps. That was literally a long series of events of me giving myself permission to suck and then just doing it for long enough. All I have done to build this channel and this Spotify podcast as well, all I've done to build all of this is just a series of baby steps and giving myself permission to suck along the way. And so when you feel all that pressure to do big things and to achieve big goals, you know, it's brilliant, it's beautiful, it's amazing to have those big goals, but break them down into a series of steps that you can actually take. This is one of the biggest things that we do in the coaching program. Literally, people will come to us with the biggest dreams and hopes and goals ever. And they'll say, I don't know why I haven't been able to achieve these goals. And I'll say, because you didn't break it down into baby steps. You're just telling yourself that you have to have a threesome, or you have to start a business and make $5,000 a month so you can pay all the bills, or you have to earn $1 million. Like, that's terrifying. Why the fuck would you ever take action on that? That's too scary. I wouldn't take action on that if that was my main goal. That would terrify me too much. What I would do, and what we get the clients to do, is have that goal in your mind. Like, yes, that's a beautiful goal. Now break it down into smaller steps that you can actually take. Make it easy on yourself. Stop making it terrifying and hard. And obviously, it's great to have dreams that scare you. That's brilliant. That means that you're thinking big, beautiful. Now break it down into actionable steps that you will actually take, a series of sub goals, so to speak. You know, if your goal is to like move or something, if you hate your job, we have a guy in the coaching program right now who just quit his job. And how did he do it? He broke it down into a series of baby steps. He's been at this job for years. Decade, I think, and he hates this job. And so what we got him to focus on was what would the next steps be? Like, what would you need to do to quit? You need to look at your budget. You need to see how much money you have. You need to think about what other work you would get. You need to look at your savings and see if you can afford to be off work for a few weeks or months. You might need to tidy up your resume and get ready to start applying to new jobs. You might want to research other jobs. And so he wrote all that down, and hey, now it's not so scary. It's just a series of steps, and I can start taking the first step and then go from there. We have another guy in the coaching program right now who's a virgin, and he's working on losing it. And he's already come close in the first fucking week. He's going to have sex within the next couple of weeks. Absolutely, I'm excited for him. But he often puts this pressure on himself that he needs to do big things or do amazing things. And one of his other goals is to build up his business and to build up his income. And he will often go through these, or he's gone through these periods of his life where he will take like 6 months off and basically just do no work, and he'll be procrastinating. And it's because he's putting all this pressure on himself that he has to build this big business and do all this shit. And a number of times now in the group in the last week, he's made a post and he's said, you know, I haven't taken any action today. I just feel like procrastinating. I'm feeling so lazy. I'm feeling like I'm in a rut. And what I immediately say to him is, what is one little baby step that you can take right now and post that? And so he'll post it, and then I'll say, great, now do it. And then he'll do it, and he'll come back and say, okay, I did that. And I'll go, great, now what's the next baby step that you can take? And then he'll post that, and he'll do it, and then he'll say, hey, I did it. Brilliant. And I'm getting him to see that it's just a series of baby steps. And in the last week of being in the coaching program, and obviously being in a coaching program helps, but in the last week of being in the coaching program, he has done or taken more action than he has in the 6 months before that on his business. And I'd probably guess on his dating life as well. He's been taking a metric fuck ton of action. He's been on several dates and he's kicking ass. But it's just getting him to focus and getting yourself to focus on those little baby steps that you will actually take, rather than putting all this pressure on yourself to do big, amazing, sometimes scary things. I really want to underline this to you and make it really, really crystal clear. Everything that I have achieved ever has been a series of baby steps and giving myself permission to suck. And those baby steps don't seem like they're going to do very much. The baby steps are so unbelievably small and pathetically easy that it seems like sometimes, what is the point in taking that step? That step's not going to change my life. But I take that one step, and then I take another step, and I take many, many more steps after that, each one of them unbelievably easy. In fact, so easy and simple that it would be retarded not to do it. It would be hilarious not to do it. So of course I'm going to do it because I made it so easy that it's almost I can almost do it on autopilot. It's so easy. It just happens on autopilot. No motivation is needed. No willpower, no discipline. I've said many times before, I have no willpower. I am not disciplined. I am one of the laziest, most easily distracted ADHD people that you will ever meet. I am just not very good at focusing. I never have been. I'm not disciplined. I am so unbelievably lazy and I love procrastinating. And yet I have achieved all of these things by just focusing on a step that is so easy to do that it would be almost impossible not to do it. Like the action almost takes care of itself. And then guess what the side effect of that is? It feels like every single goal that I've ever achieved has happened on autopilot, has happened effortlessly. And yes, there's been ups and downs and doubts and fears and insecurity and all of that. But the actual action that I have taken every single day to achieve my goals has been so unbelievably small and easy that it feels effortless. I never have to push myself or force myself or use motivation or discipline or willpower or any of that shit. The baby steps are so unbelievably easy that goals just kind of take care of themselves. And doesn't that sound like a dream to you? Imagine being able to wake up and just take these effortless actions. Imagine your goals come almost for free. Like you achieve these big goals, you have threesomes, you have amazing sex, you get into a relationship. You know, I've been with Imogen for 6 years now. It's such a beautiful, unbelievably joyous, happy, peaceful, loving relationship. Imagine all of this stuff happens. You build a business, you build a community, 10,000 YouTube subscribers, you pay the bills from what you're doing, but imagine it comes effortlessly. It feels like you didn't do anything to achieve it. You look back at all the action you took, and you took a lot of action. You took an insane amount of action, but it never felt difficult. It felt like the action kind of just took care of itself, and you were just there enjoying the ride. That is the power of giving yourself permission to suck and taking baby steps. This is everything that I preach in my content and especially in my coaching. We very much get everyone to focus on finding ways to make self-improvement fun and easy and effortless. That is very much our mission. It is my mission in life. It is my mission with all of my content to show you that you are allowed to enjoy this process, that it is allowed to be stupidly easy. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be hard. It does not have to be painful, and you don't have to suffer in order to reach your goals. So embrace the easier way. Walk the easier path with me. And if you would like to walk it literally with me, jump into the coaching program and we will all, you know, myself, Ed, Taylor, and Cam, the other coaches, and everyone else in the coaching program, we will show you that there is an easier way. You don't have to suffer with these damn goals. You've probably been sitting there suffering for a long time, procrastinating, feeling like, man, I can't do this shit. Like, I'm really fucking struggling. This is so hard. I keep pushing myself and being motivated for a while, but then I fall off and I fall into a rut and then I'm good, then I'm not good, then I'm good, then I'm not good. And it's just so up and down. It's so bloody inconsistent. That's what we're here for, to show you or to help you build some of that consistency and show yourself that life can be smooth sailing. Life is allowed to be peaceful. Goals, even massive goals like building a big business, losing a fuck ton of weight. We've had people lose 100 or so pounds in their time in the coaching program. Having this amazing sex life, having all these threesomes, building a relationship, going deep on a relationship, building to marriage and kids. We've helped people with all of these goals. And more to the point, we've helped them do it effortlessly. If that sounds like what you're looking for, I would love to jump on a call with you. You can jump on a free call with me and talk about The next steps, we have payment plans. So if you can pay $500 a month, you are eligible for a payment plan. So don't let money be the reason that you don't sign up. I also have one-on-one coaching. That's kind of a little secret thing that I've had, sort of, and I haven't really massively been advertising it. But if you are interested in one-on-one coaching with me, which includes everything that's in the group coaching program, plus you get daily access to me so you can message me every day, and we'll do a weekly one-on-one call that usually goes for a few hours. I've got one one-on-one client right now. I've got a woman in there who's working on business and working on happiness and working on her BDSM and sex and dating and relationships and all that good stuff. You know, if you would like to partake in that, in some one-on-one coaching with me, that is currently $20,000. And again, payment plans are there. If you can pay $500 a month, you are eligible for that coaching, and you get a discount if you pay in full as well. But we also have the group coaching program. Again, payment plans, all that good shit. And I'm happy to jump on a free call with you and work through all the details and help make it work for you or with you. Links below. As always, ladies and gentlemen, go out there and crush those goals and realize that it's just a series of baby steps and giving yourself permission to suck. You're allowed to enjoy this journey. In fact, you know what? I insist on it.